Welcome to the North Central Baptist Church podcast. We hope you're challenged by the message from our pastor.
Let me ask you to take your Bible and open up your Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 5, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. Romans chapter 5. This afternoon, I was reminded just with a quick blurb that I saw in the news about what happened over in Egypt. The death toll of those that went in and killed all those people that were at that mosque is over 300 people. It just reminded me of all of the conflict that is in our world, and it made me think about what I wanted to share, what I was preparing to share tonight about related to the Lord's Supper. The world longs for peace. But we're in a state of chaos because of the problem of sin. Man's selfishness causes him to be at odds in conflict with his fellow man. Relationships are strained, and there's no hope for mankind apart from God's intervention. Peace escapes us unless we have God's intervention in our life. We need God's movement upon our life in order to have peace. And it's the way it is for us individually. Individually, we long for peace. The world is looking for peace politically. People are looking for peace economically. People are looking for peace in their relationships, in their marriages, in parent-child relationships. We want peace. But the greatest need for peace is peace within ourselves, because no peace can happen with a collective group of people unless individually people have peace in their own heart. Solomon, in the book of Ecclesiastes, fascinating Bible study in that book, Solomon was looking for peace. He thought he would find it in amusements. The scripture is real interesting there. Solomon had his own musicians that were on his payroll, that basically anytime he wanted music, he could have music. He sought peace in amusement, in pleasure, in works. Solomon was one of the greatest builders. He built all these structures, and if anybody could say, "Wow, look at what I've done," doesn't that give me satisfaction? It would be Solomon. He sought peace and pleasure. At one point in that book of the Bible, Solomon said, "Anything I put my eye on, I could have." Can you imagine being able to drive by anything, just anything you could ever want, and you could say, "I want that, just get it for me." Solomon had that. But then he summarized his conclusion by saying it's all empty. The way he put it in his writing, he said it's all vanity. And then the old King James Bible says vexation of spirit. It's all vanity and vexation of spirit. The more modern translations say that it's like chasing the wind. Have you ever tried to run the wind down? You can't do it. You can't. You try to say, "I want to bottle up some wind and put it in a jar." By the time you get there, it's over. It's just that fleeting. And that's what Solomon concluded. He said, "I've tried all these things, and it's all vanity and vexation of spirit." But ladies and gentlemen, we're here tonight to just slow down and realize that in Jesus, we can have peace. How do you put a price tag on peace? The word peace in the Bible is a loaded word. The Old Testament concept of peace was a word that meant completeness. And basically what we learn in the scripture is that unless you have a relationship with God, you're incomplete. Amen. And you do exactly what Solomon did. You run around looking for peace. They did years ago, and it's been the more I tell this, the longer the years ago is a longer period, okay? But when I was doing youth work, I remember reading one time they did a study on teenagers, and they said that they did this in the old Parade magazine in the Sunday paper. Anybody even know what I'm talking about? Shake your head if you do, okay? And the Parade magazine did a study of thousands of teenagers, and they said, what do you really want in life? And it came down to this, they wanted happiness. Well, the truth is, now I know this is a simplistic way to look at it, but I want you to think about the world today and think about the people you know, the family you know, the neighbors you know, the news you read. Isn't life to so many just looking for what's going to make them happy? And that's what Solomon did. But we're here tonight to celebrate the fact that we can go, ah, I have peace. Amen. Horatio Spafford wrote that book that our music team leads us in so wonderfully, It Is Well With My Soul. And outside of Jesus Christ, it's not peaceful. You'll continue to search. Augustine, the great theologian, I think he was about 400 AD, Augustine said it this way. He said, Lord, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until we find our rest in thee. So mankind runs around looking for what's going to make him happy. And he will not be happy and joyful and peaceful and settled and complete until he finds it in Christ. It's like they said that Abraham Lincoln, President Lincoln, was walking around on the White House grounds. And he had two boys, and they were fighting. And a man said, Abe, what's wrong with your boys? He said, are they fussing? He said, what's wrong with them? And Abe said, the same thing that's wrong with the whole world. I have three nuts, and they both want two. And they were fussing. And so until we find our rest in Christ, we do not have peace. So the word peace in the scripture is a loaded word. That's why it's in there so many times. The word peace means completeness. It means soundness. You know, it's like that text that talks about that our faith is upon a rock. You know, we have that rock because we have God. It means soundness. It means well-being. In the New Testament, it emphasizes the word grace, giving us a beautiful picture of salvation. Now, there are three kinds of peace that I just want to highlight, and then I want us to have the Lord's Supper. I want you to think about the peace that comes to your life in Jesus Christ tonight. Because the Lord's Supper is a time that Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. So the first kind of peace is peace with God. Imagine not having peace with God. Well, that's what the whole world, apart from Christ, doesn't have peace with God. But I think we would all agree that if you are in a right relationship with the God creator of the universe, you're in a pretty good spot, are you not? In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It comes by having a relationship with Jesus Christ. And it says in verse 2, it says, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. In just a minute, our deacons are going to serve us this Lord's Supper. And my prayer is that as we're waiting for the time that we all partake of the bread together, it's a time of reflection for you to realize and for me to realize that we literally, if we know Jesus Christ as our Savior, we have peace with God. That war is over. We surrendered, right? So we have peace with God. Now, do you know that in Romans chapter 1, go back to Romans chapter 1, verse 7. It says, to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God. Paul was asking, and he was saying, grace to you and peace from God. I'm praying that you would have peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. So you see that we have peace with God. We get our peace from God. But there's a third one. There is the peace of God. Okay? So there is peace with God. There is peace from God, and then there is the peace of God. Now, for that verse, I want you to look at the book of Philippians. Some of you are probably thinking, I bet he's going to go to Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Philippians 4, 6. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. So for the believer, often we are in a situation where our circumstances cause us to be anxious. All right? But he says, take it all to the Lord in prayer. And he says, when you do that with thanksgiving, you make your requests known to God. And then guess what you have supernaturally? And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. How is it that people go through the difficulties that they go through and they have peace? It only can happen supernaturally because we're given that peace by the Lord. And so peace comes with the presence of God. Go back to Matthew. We'll close out with this. Chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. We're headed towards Christmas. And peace from God, peace with God, and the peace of God come by the presence of God. And look at this verse, Matthew 1:23. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. If you know Jesus as your personal Savior, then you have the Lord with you, and you have the peace of God, which passes all understanding.
Thanks for letting this small part of North Central Baptist Church experience stream into your life. We hope you will visit us soon and become part of the family of North Central Baptist Church, reflecting Christ's light on Gainesville and the world.